My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely, delightful, and merry star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. Elena, how are you? Merry Christmas.
Hi, happy Hanukkah Kwanzaa Christmas.
Thanks very much, I think. So what's the greatest gift that you got this week? Congress actually working up till the deadline here on Christmas?
I don't know. I've been watching Newt go up and down in the polls all week, and just I'm having a trip down memory lane because for so many years Newt was gone out of the spotlight for us. We had him so many years ago, and it was such wonderful material. So it's been a Christmas gift to us.
It has. In fact, the Capitol Steps, so reminiscent that they're going back to a classic from 1995 when Newt became Speaker of the House. They dedicated an entire album to the then-new speaker entitled A Whole Newt World, which tells you what else was going on in popular culture at the time with, with Aladdin and so forth. But this is a Christmas-style song entitled How the Gingrinch Stole Christmas.
And now, the Capitol Steps present a reading from How the Gingrinch Stole Congress. Every liberal in Libville liked Congress a lot. But Gingrinch, who did not like Libville, did not. It could be his head turned too far to the right, or he pulled in his belt just a little too tight. But they say the most likely reason of all was his gingrinchy heart was two sizes too small.
Just look at those orphans,
he said with a smirk.
Why, some of those two-year-olds don't even work. What's more,
he would huff in a gingrinchy gloat,
I can't even count on their wee little vote.
Taxing, spending, taxing, spending, that gives Gingrinch quite a bit. Taxing, spending, taxing, spending, we think food is quite a schmuck.
When dealing with orphans, let's not act like chickens. Let's Oliver Twist them. Let's give them the dickens.
Then live social workers whose jobs he was stripping fell victims of Gingrinch's evil pink slipping. You're a mean one, Newt Gingrinch, and your heart's a lump of coal. Next to you, the Huns and Vandals were quite charming on the whole, Newt Gingrinch. Why, they say you're madder than a ditto head at a convention of tree-hugging liberal pinko commies, or even Senator Dole! Without food or shelter, the orphans would make do. Then one day Newt gave them a marvelous breakthrough. For though they had seen Grinch's big budget axe cut, he kindly had won them a so soon all the orphans were running the nation and starting up orphany conglomerations. They amassed a most marvelous orphany bounty. Too bad all their assets were in Orange County.
Oh, Elena.
That's an old reference at the end, but otherwise it holds up pretty well. Huh?
Yeah, he was just talking about kids working as janitors at schools and so forth. So
that's true. Maybe we should bring that one back.
Whatever was old is new again. The Capitol Steps, always on the cutting edge. Even new back then, this would be useful 15 years later. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But fortunately for you, unfortunately for the rest of the nation, there are other politicians also who provide great comic fodder. And do so on a regular basis. And Joe Biden has certainly been a gift to the Capitol Steps. Over.
Yeah, we have to get a Democrat if we're going to get a Republican. So there we go.
All right, here's a more recent holiday parody from the Capitol Steps entitled Muzzle Joe.
Hello, Joe Biden here. I'd like to sing a Christmas classic that was written by Irving Berlin and me after my famous televised Christmas Eve debate with Abraham Lincoln, the same night that FDR crossed the Delaware on a horse. Oh, the things that I say are frightful, though the right finds them delightful. The Democrats all yell, whoa! Muzzle Joe, muzzle Joe, muzzle Joe. I do not show signs of stopping, and the gaffes I make are whopping. In my mouth a foot will go. Muzzle Joe, muzzle Joe, muzzle Joe. If you happen to take a flight, then I'm sure you've contracted swine flu. And Obama is really bright. He is clean and articulate too. You know, the other day some guy on the street was making a little bet with me that I couldn't remember the launch code for a specific classified nuclear missile. And I said, of course I could. It's 25356. And I won 50 rubles from that guy. So the next day, I'm on the phone telling this story to President Ahmadinejad, and he's like writing the whole thing down. And I mean, and now I need a White House clearance for each TV appearance. They'd like me to just lay low. Don't they know, don't they know, don't they know that I love to hear me talk so? Here I go, don't you know that is Joe?
Ah, there you go. Equal opportunity. And I think a lot of folks in both parties nodding their heads on that one, Elena.
I think we're due for another gaffe from Joe soon, so we're very hopeful.
Oh, yeah, you just said this week that we didn't go into Afghanistan to fight the Taliban, so there you go.
Oh, cool, cool. Oh, thank you, Joe.
Have fun with that one. Elena, have a wonderful Christmas, and we'll talk to you in the new year.
All right, thanks. Happy Christmas to you, too.
Thank you. Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com. You can also get their Christmas album on iTunes. It's entitled Wiener Wonderland. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.